Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
While alarming when they happen, reports of mad cow disease are actually few and far between. One scientist looking at what makes some cows more susceptible to mad cow disease than others is Dr. Stephen Moore, scientific director for the Alberta Prion Research Institute. And the answer may lie in the cow's genetic makeup.
So far we've found an association with actually part of the PRP gene itself, but it's the part of the gene called the promoter, which is kind of the volume control on a gene. So the promoter affects how much a gene is expressed, how much of that protein you will make. And there is a mutation in the promoter that is associated with susceptibility to disease or time onset of disease. We've also found four other spots on chromosomes that seem to have an effect on whether or not the animal has the disease, as opposed to its close relatives or its compatriots that were in the same environment.
While those genes are not yet identified, the next phase in Dr. Moore's research is to reduce the possibilities down from thousands to a handful of four or five. Thanks today to Alberta Ingenuity. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.